Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 175 is brought to you by Twinkle, Lorena Garcia, and Israel Sanchez, some of our newest Patreon patrons. This week, Nina, Sergio, and I are celebrating 1 year of Animal Crossing New Horizons. We will get nostalgic, talk about our favorite moments during the year, and the latest update for the game. So to begin, hello, Sergio. How are you doing?
Hi, Chuy. I'm doing pretty good. You know, spring is almost here. Animal Crossing is in the air. It's a good time. It's a very good time.
Yeah, it is great. And then, hi, Nina. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's only Monday, and it's been a long week already, but, doing okay.
Yeah. You know, I do want to point out, so specifically with our patron supporters who got signaled out today, I wasn't expecting this to line up quite as well, but Israel Sanchez is actually the editor that I have hired to work on this 1 year review of video. Ooh. So little shout out to him. He's been doing a great job. I just talked to him earlier about the latest videos. I know some of you have been waiting for them, but they are getting work done, and specifically because I'm asking him to handle a bit more because I've been way busy. But hopefully you all enjoy the first three videos that have come out so far. Go and watch them. I know you all haven't because we don't have too many viewers quite yet, but he did such a great job with the editing, and I want you all to really see that. And Edwin is here in the chat as well. He did some editing for stuff. He listened to all my terrible sounds that I make while I speak, and for that, I am forever grateful. So let's actually start out today by talking about the latest update. Hopefully I captured everything. I try to remember as much as possible just from memory and my head, so if I missed anything, Nina, Sergio, be sure to back me up, fill in those gaps. But the first thing I want to talk about is Sanrio has been added to the game. We've talked about this quite a bit already, but I want to get both of your reactions. Sergio, you have the cards, right?
No, I actually don't, but I'm going to be looking for them later this week.
Oh, okay. I for some reason, I thought you did. Nina, you have not the cards, but you have Amiibo, right?
Red made me some cards. Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. Cool. They work. They totally work.
That's good. I'm glad they work. Mm-hmm. Fake paintings making their way to Keel Hall, right?
Exactly.
Awesome. So have you gotten to try them out already?
Oh, all of them. Yes. All of them. That's and good. I have Chelsea moving in too. I'm so excited.
Oh, wow. You already have somebody moving in. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Chelsea, great choice. I'm a fan. You know, one of the first things I did, and I don't know if you all were here on the stream that I did, but I did try out the Sanrio cards on stream, and I was really just wanting to know what happened to her little bunny ears when you put a hat on her.
Yeah.
And they go away. It's like a little hat.
That's adorable.
And she wears the other hat that you give her. So it was pretty cute. I guess the most important piece of info, and I don't know this information in other regions outside of the U.S. and everything. I know little things like I think Canada had pre-orders opened and everything, but here in the U.S., these Amiibo cards are exclusive to Target. They are available through online orders. You can order online in order to pick up or drive up. I don't know how their drive up pickup works, but you can order them and pick them up. They are limiting them to 2 per customer, so that is good. Scalpers are hopefully not going to be a huge problem for people trying to get them. So if you're looking for them, word around the internet has indicated that each Target store is getting 50 to 70 packs. So be sure to be on it pretty quick. I'm sure more than 50 to 70 people are interested in picking those up. And honestly, I said people there, but it's really packed. So if everybody's ordering 2 and your store has 50, that's like 25 people who are going to be getting a pack. It's going to be a short supply. I'm really hoping they'll print more, but judging by how they've handled the other Amiibo series, I'm not confident. So now is the time to get it. And I will also say, as much as scalpers are going to be a problem here, I am one of those people who regretted not buying the scalped packs at $25 when they first came out. Because if you were here for the first wave of these Senryo cards, they did skyrocket to upwards of $200. Right. So if you really want these cards, it appears like 25 is a lot better than 200. So I hate to recommend that, but living through what I've lived through, that's just going to have to be what I do.
Yeah.
There, another really important detail popped into my head for a second, but I'm forgetting it as well. Sanrio, it's coming. Hopefully you all are able to get them. And oh, I thought it popped into my head again. Maybe it'll come later. But yeah, I guess, did you both have any more comments regarding the Sanrio stuff?
I mean, I understand people wanting to collect these if they want like a full set of cards and just because the cards are so cute. But honestly, if you're just looking for the items or the villagers, you know, get the ones off eBay. They work. They work.
Yeah, oh. It's true. I mean, people have really found out like making your own NFC readers with that data is not difficult. Mm-mm. If you have an Android phone. Like, it's a pretty easy process. So anybody with an Android phone does kind of have access to that data. It's not the most legitimate way to do so, but with things that are this limited, and honestly, I don't expect a bit of an update. And if you're a completionist with the game, it's kind of what you're going to have to do.
Right.
The other thing, it popped into my head again. I remember what I wanted to say. The people have made discoveries regarding the Senryo items and characters.
Yes.
The items, totally free to get from other people. I have been ordering every set since they came out, and I'm working on doing a little giveaway for everybody. So be on the lookout for that. I'll announce it when I have the items ready. I've been not using my extra characters, so I've only been getting 5 a day. So I've got a lot to continue getting, but hopefully I have all 6 sets, and I want to give each of them away to some lucky person. Well, 6 lucky people will each get one set, right?
Nice.
I'll probably do that throughout the year just to keep that stuff in rotation for everybody. The other thing that people have discovered is that you cannot adopt these characters.
Right.
So if you want Chelsea to live on your island, just like Nina has her coming to her island, you're only going to be able to do that by actually scanning in this villager. Mm-hmm. You have to scan them at the Nook Stop, invite them to the campsite 3 times, and then you'll be able to get them. People have tried adopting. It just doesn't work. I don't know if people have tried adopting after also scanning the characters into their game. I'm not sure if there's been a test on that. But regardless, you're going to need to scan them.
Right.
Yeah.
Even if that's a solution.
Yeah.
You know?
Just to be super clear with that, they mean like, If Chelsea was living in my island and then decided to move away, you know, you can go to an animal's house on moving day and ask them to come live on your island. That option doesn't even appear with these Sanrio characters. So it's really impossible.
Yeah. So it's not going to be an option for people without the cards to get these villagers. The thing that is also going to be something that's not tested, and I wish people tested this out more, I don't think it's going to be that these characters will be random move-ins either.
Mm-mm, no.
So I'm assuming that's going to be the case. I would love a second Switch to test these kinds of things, and I've been tempted more and more to get one to do that. But yeah, as of right now, we don't know if that's a possibility, but expect the only way to get these characters into your game is through the amiibo, legitimate or not. So I guess that's kind of all the Sanrio stuff that we know now. Now that they're out, the cards are officially out this week for everybody. So once again,
oh, wow.
Good luck good luck to everyone trying to get them Friday. Hopefully it's not too hectic. I will probably try to get a couple packs as well and do another giveaway. We'll see how that goes. But I don't know. I still kind of tend to stay inside my little home in quarantine. So we'll see if I feel like actually going out, you know. Cool. So there are some more updates. One of the smaller things, but also very cute, we got an anniversary cake from Nintendo. So after downloading the update, check your mailbox. It's a letter from Nintendo. You can't miss it. It's a really cute little cake. It looks like a little terraformed island. I absolutely love it. It's adorable. And I'm glad I have more than one character so I can get this cake over and over again. Oh, nice. Yeah. From there, we have also gotten an update to seasonal items. I don't remember, there aren't any available quite yet, but there are going to be some available throughout the next couple months, basically through April, I think. I forget what they're going to be for. There's prom. I remember that one. Do you both remember what the others were?
Oh, there's some for April Fool's Day, right?
Right. There's an April Fool's whoopee cushion.
Right.
I'm so excited about that. There's an April Fool's Day item, and I just remember the others. So Earth Day is going to get a really cool globe, another little item for that. And then there's also celebrating Korean Earth Day, and we're going to get a nice little potted tree from that one.
Is that the yellow one?
Oh, it looks very nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one looks beautiful. I'm going to be ordering tons of them. So if you need one, hit me up. Maybe I'll have several in my inventory. But yeah, that said, seasonal items are available. There's another little item that's available now. This one is exclusive to Switch Online members. So if you're an online member, there is a free download code that you can get from the eShop. You will notice there's like a special Nook Ink rug attached to it, as well as the four Nintendo Switch lights. If you go to the Nintendo Switch store, like the eShop, you can get that code if you haven't yet. Plug that into, I think you can just type the code in into the eShop and it'll redeem, or I don't know. It's easy. I've done it. So if I can do it, I'm sure you all can figure out it as well. But these Switch lights have started showing up in your Nook shopping app. So check your special goods today. I actually have the black Switch light. At first, I thought they were attached to the color of your airport, but they are not. They actually rotate them. So I have been able to get the coral, the I always forget the word with the Q. Turquoise. That's one. Pearl, turquoise, yellow, and black ones all through my Nook shopping app. So they are available in your game. From here, we have probably one of the most exciting parts of this update, and it is that we have more pattern slots available to us. There are 50 more in the regular patterns and 50 more pro patterns, and that this is a lifesaver for so many players.
Yeah, people are losing their mind over this.
Yeah, and people are doing amazing things because on top of that, they've given us the ability to make the cutout boards, umbrellas, little fans, and I forgot what the last one is.
Uchi, can't you make the Uchi? Oh, that is the fan. The fan. Flags, little flags.
Flags, a little flag. So really cute that we have these things. And the umbrellas specifically, people are making these really cool forced perspective things with the umbrella where you can see like a little cat in a box or a little crate with books. But it's really cool how people are placing these umbrellas and making just four-dimensional things, or three-dimensional objects rather. I don't know, I can't explain it on the podcast, but look them up. It's a really cool thing. Mayor Mori actually just posted a video about this today.
Oh, cool.
So yesterday for all of you. So if you want to get a look at that, check out Mayor Mori's channel. He did a pretty good roundup of all the things you can do. Outside of that, we can also access the online pattern machine thing through our custom design app now. So if you press X on that, you can be taken online, and you don't have to wait for Able Sisters to open up in order to upload designs, download designs. Right. It's really nice. Both of these things, I want to note, are available through the Nook Stop. You do have to redeem them with Nook Miles. So if they are things that you want, mm-hmm. be sure to redeem them. I should add the machine pattern thing. You do need Nintendo Switch Online to use that still. It doesn't bypass that all. So, yep, just another reason to buy into online.
That's such a little thing, but like when I was really into making patterns and things, I would just like stand in the Able store making patterns late at night, not letting them close so that mm-hmm. I could upload them. Like it was such an inconvenience when the Ables would open and close. So I'm excited about this.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really glad they did that too, because it was something that it was a little thing, but like for anybody who can't play during the quote-unquote normal hours, you know, whatever is considered normal by Animal Crossing standards, it's just like it's a bummer because you have a whole part of the like online sharing ecosystem that you can't access unless you can play between the hours of 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. you know,
or change your clock. So, yeah.
Yeah, or you're time traveling. Backwards time travel like Nina. there's another thing that's exclusive to Switch Online members, but the Nintendo Switch Online app is getting an update, and it's happening pretty soon. I think either the day this podcast comes out or the day after, it's very soon that this will update and have a new little section. I don't know if it's quite... I guess it's a section, but there's a new currency tied to that. It's like Nook Points or something like that. And there's going to be some special items that we can redeem through the Nintendo Switch Online app. This is through your smartphone. This isn't connected to the game exactly. It's more of just like an extra little app that you can get if you subscribe to the Switch Online program. So be sure to check that out. I have seen spoilers of what the items are, and I'm not going to tell you because it is cool.
Ooh.
It's something that I'm really looking forward to getting.
Nice.
Maybe I won't look it up. It'll be the first time I've not been spoiled by something.
Don't look it up. Okay. I was actually I wasn't expecting to see them, and then I saw them, and I was like, what is this? I didn't know we would be able to get this.
When are we getting this update? Like, how long do I have to not be spoiled for?
Like I said, I think it's either Tuesday or Wednesday. I think the update's soon.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's this week. I'll have to double check. But outside of that, I mean, that's basically everything except for one little detail that Jackie noticed just by random chance. So Jackie had two villager birthdays this past weekend. Mm. She has both Hornsby and Elise on her island. So Hornsby shares New Horizons' birth date, the 20th of March, and then Elise, her little grandma character, is the 21st, and both of these birthdays fell after the latest update, and one thing she noticed, she actually called me out and pointed it out, she saw one of the new Bunny Day items as decoration in their house during the birthday.
This just happened to me. Julian had a birthday, and the yellow potted plant was in his room.
Ooh.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's also a different one than they had. She had a little bunny bush holding an egg.
Cool.
So, yeah, if you have any villager birthdays around this time, I don't know if it's just going to happen around this time, kind of close to Bunny Day, but you will see that some of the new Bunny Day items are showing up in villager houses. So, pretty cool. Pretty cool little thing that I was not expecting to see.
Me neither. And you just made me remember that I took a picture and was going to tweet about it and completely forgot to do it.
Well, you got to do it now.
Okay, I'll do it right now. Going on my Switch.
All right.
Oh, cool. You know, Chewy, there's also there's a thing they're calling the Island Tour Creator.
Right.
I think there's gonna be more details basically today when people are listening on the 23rd. It looks mm-hmm. like it's gonna be like a web service. You're gonna be able to use videos or screenshots that you took in your island in New Horizons, and you're gonna make either a poster or like a presentation video of your island, kind of like mm-hmm. like promoting it or promoting special events. Apparently, you're gonna be able to share those videos, which is really cool. I'm kind of excited for this feature. It's something. It's to me, it's like very out there. It's something Nintendo hasn't really done. It's integrating New Horizons with just the website, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and thank you so much for remembering this and pointing it out. It's like, it's also something that I'm excited about because a lot of their early kind of marketing materials gave that vibe of like,
yes,
get away to your next island adventure, you know, yeah, like it felt very touristy and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm so excited to do that for Haken. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I guess the downside is that this service is only going to be around this year. So mm-hmm. let's make the most of it. Apparently, we should have more details on Animal Crossing Twitter. So let's check it out today.
Cool. Yeah, I'm really stoked about that. Should be cool. And I'm really excited for everybody to start sharing their videos that they create, too. I know we're going to see them all over the internet coming up soon. So it should be fun. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Okay, I
tweeted. Oh, thank you, Nina.
You're welcome.
Cool. So I think that's everything. Maybe we missed things. I just, like I said, went off my memory here, and already Sergio has saved the day by telling us about another one. So, yeah, it's a pretty fun update, I'd say, for the year anniversary, you know? The big thing is obviously the Sanrio stuff. Unfortunately, it's also the thing you have to pay for / the thing that's most limited in the game.
Right.
We're only going to be able to get this Sanrio stuff for a very short time. So if you really want them, once again, really try to see what the options are, because I've seen these cards just skyrocket in price. And at least if you want the official ones, they're gonna be very expensive.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, this is our 1 year anniversary of New Horizons show, so I think it's time to get nostalgic. And I want to take a quick look back about our early impressions of the game, the things we experienced, all that sort of stuff, and just relive it here with all of you. So my first question for both of you is, can you tell us about the day that you got Animal Crossing New Horizons and played for the first time? Sergio, do you want to start us off?
Yes, and that was such an amazing day. Oh, I remember it so fondly. So that's actually a day when I started my 2-week vacation of work. Mm-hmm. And I took off. So the game came out on Friday, technically, but here in U.S. Coast Pacific time, technically releases at 9 p.m. if you downloaded it. So I took that Thursday off, and my plan was to sleep most of the day so that I could stay up very, very late just playing the game a lot, you know? But I really couldn't sleep. I was too hyped for the game. That plan failed pretty badly. So, yeah, I didn't get much extra sleep, but I was there at 9 p.m. for sure. I played for about 6 hours straight. That was still pretty good because 9 p.m. is usually my bedtime, just so you know. So, yeah, staying up after that. It was worth it. I love the game, and I was able to play it with my headphones on, and it was amazing. I still remember that so fondly.
Yeah, this game, it sounds so good.
Yes.
So just thinking of you being bundled up, tied up in the game, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a 2-week vacation, Sergio, around Animal Crossing, those are life goals for me. Nina, can you tell us about your first day with the game?
So I also took a day off work. I didn't take 2 weeks off, but I took a day off that Friday, which was so nice because I never do that. It's really hard you know, just gonna do a teacher complaint right quick. It's really hard to find subs and to have to like write out lessons and just for subs, and it's more work than it's worth. So taking off that Friday was a big deal, and it was so worth it because, you know, I just got to relax and play the game all day. I stayed up until midnight. I'm on the East Coast, so I stayed up until midnight and played until the wee hours of the morning. Me and Tab, who's been in the Discord forever, stayed up together restarting our islands.
Probably
for like 2.5 hours. Yeah. Oh. Forever. We were like about to give up. We were like, no, we're this far in. We can't stop now. It was so much fun. And so then I slept for a little while and got back up and just played the rest of the day. It was so nice. And it's such a fun memory now. I'm so glad I took that time off work for this. It was worth it.
Yeah, that's honestly, I really thought that was going to be my experience going into it, just like restarting over and over and over until I got the right island. Mm-hmm. And then just the day of, all the magic lined up, and I was just like, wow, I'm going with this first island. Let's do this. Yeah, pretty lucky for me, but I'm also kind of jealous of that experience, though. Like, that's something you don't get back after,
I know,
I don't know, so many years. You have to wait till that next game comes around to do that all over again.
That's crazy.
Or get a second Switch and do it there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my first day, it's a funny day to think about because I, too, took that day off. Once again, wish I took 2 weeks off. That would have been really nice. Wouldn't have complained. But yeah, I took the day off. And funny enough, that's also the day I went into quarantine here. So basically, I told my boss, I was like, hey, I was already taking this day off. I guess I'll just start my quarantine early. But they're like, yeah, you're quarantining for 2 weeks, which is now turned into a year. It's been a long time. So my entire, I guess, time with the game has just been that, you know. But yeah, outside of that, really excited for 10 p.m. to roll around here. My time zone, it went, I had the download version, it went live at 10 p.m. and I was so ready to get the game, start playing, just do everything possible in the game on that first day. It was wonderful. And then the next day, I went and picked up the physical copy. This one was for Jackie. So oh, Jackie, nice. She started a day later, but I think it was worth it to have a physical copy and a digital copy and everything. And honestly, that's still the only game she has, still the only game she really plays. But yeah, just both of us, we sat and played the entire time. It was no problem. We both really enjoyed our time with the game, and I was really happy that she connected to it the way that I've always been kind of connected to it, you know?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, very special first day for sure. So my next question for you is, what was a memorable part about the early game for you? And Nina, do you want to start here?
Sure. I just really loved the first like hour you have in your town, which, you know, can be less than that depending on how fast you go through it. But when you get off the plane and you walk up to the square with the villagers and like then you like have to collect sticks and you have to like do these little tiny tasks from Nook compared to old games. They really were nothing. But like then you get like the cutest little cutscene of everyone sitting around the fire and you're drinking like, well, mine was apple juice because my town fruit is apples, and I don't know, someone's playing the tambourine. Like, it's just the sweetest little cutscene, and it really made me like so much more enamored with Nook and the Nooklings, which like I've never been a person to hate on Tom Nook, but I love him so much more now because he really is like working hard to build this island with you, which is, it's just, I loved that first little scene with the campfire and everybody. I keep thinking about that all the time.
Yeah, and I'd kind of forgotten about that a little bit, just because it definitely stands out when you start the game at night, because it's like the one day in any Animal Crossing game that like you play without the real-time clock. It's just out of time itself, and it's just basically your introductory day before finally waking up and having the clock just match up real life, you know?
Yeah, it's so cool.
So Sergio, I guess what's something memorable that you experienced in that early game?
It's something from the first couple of days from the game. I remember, you know, there's a point in the game where you finally get the vaulting pole and you're able to cross the river and finally look at the rest of your island. You know, you can see it from beyond the river a little bit, and you know what's going to be there. I mean, we all knew it was going to be just more island, the cliffs, and a lot of weeds, but finally being there and, like, being able to run there and having, like, a vast majority of the island unlocked for once. Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah, that first moment of they did such a great job of unlocking things for the players. Like, everything just started out so blocked off. You couldn't get across rivers, you couldn't get off the cliffs and everything. So just seeing the extended portions of your island after a bit, it was incredible.
I will say very well done.
Yeah, for me, I'd say the most impressive thing was just like how incredibly easy it was to fill up your day playing the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we're diehard fans here. We're used to having long play sessions when it comes to Animal Crossing and everything, but like the amount of long play sessions that we had with this game, just, it feels unmatched. It truly feels like, I don't know, it's a totally different thing between, like, finding recipes, collecting crafting materials, actually crafting stuff, putting random things all over your islands, and then talking to your villagers. Everything is just, like, one big discovery, you know?
Yeah.
But I'd say, like, overall, the thing that really stood out to me was the day that the Nooklings were like, hey, we want to build Nook's Cranny. Mm. And them kind of pulling you into that project, having you collect all the materials they need to make it happen, that just felt like, wow, they really found a way to ingrain us into this island and make it feel so much more personal than some of your other towns in Animal Crossing have felt previously. Like, there's always been a connection to your place in Animal Crossing, but they somehow managed to take that up a much bigger notch in this game. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so nice. Ugh, and then you build the three houses and you have to make the furniture. The beginning of the game is just so much fun.
Yeah, they did some really strong things, some really make you feel a part of that whole process, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So with that said, I have one last question for you regarding this nostalgic beginning of the game. Is there anything you miss from this point in the game, Sergio?
Yeah, I miss the excitement of getting new villagers. And in a way, it's my fault because whenever I got my first 10 villagers, that was it for me. I let a few of them go, but then I eventually got them back through amiibo cards. So basically, my 10 villagers are the first 10 villagers I ever got in New Horizons. That's kind of how I wanted to approach at least this game. So I do miss the excitement because it was fun, you know, going on a mystery tour island and figuring out, oh, who is it going to be? What species? what color? Like, what are they going to like? And yeah, I kind of miss that. I know it's my fault, but it was a very fun aspect of the beginning of the game in a way.
I have a question for you regarding that. Did you give yourself like any rules when you were looking for villagers?
No, honestly, not really. The rule was whoever it is, they're in.
So was it like literally the first place you went to? That's who you were getting?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And were you able to get every personality that way?
Yes.
That's awesome. That's exciting.
Yeah.
What about year two? Are you going to get a whole new group of 10 or are you going to keep the original 10?
No, I'm keeping the original 10. You know, they kind of feel like they're part of the island. I make this joke that I actually have 12 because I have two female kangaroos, so they have their joeys with them. So I actually have 12 villagers. I'm lucky.
Okay. There you go.
That's true. Yeah, you've got your kangaroos and Joey and Joey.
Yeah.
That's great. So Nina, I guess what's something you miss?
I don't think this is going to be a very popular answer, but I kind of miss the music from the beginning of the game.
Yes.
Where it's just like that, like super soft guitar that's really minimalist and kind of just environmental. I found it very soothing, and it reminded me a lot of the music in Breath of the Wild, where it's like kind of just music that moves with you a little bit without being too overbearing. I don't know. I liked listening to the ocean and the wind, and I feel like I could hear so much more of the game with that type of music. So yeah. I kind of miss that.
You know, I agree with you here, and I think a lot of it is just like, I mean, it was a little bit repetitive. Funny enough, there are like five or several different versions of this, but I think this song evolves to level 5 or so. So they do add more and more to it as it grows. And then there's all the rainy day versions and the snowy day versions. So there's like 15 iterations of this little jingle that plays at the beginning of the game.
I want to look all that up.
It's really cool to listen to all of them and just relive them. Yes. But I'll say, too, what I really appreciate about that song is just, like, the natural aspect to it that I think gets a little bit lost in the rest of the soundtrack. Some songs in the hourly music do a little bit better here and there, but I think overall, like, I love that it's just an acoustic guitar. Mm-hmm. And things are very soft and mellow, and there aren't screeching synths in our ears. Looking at you, 2 p.m. That one, they need to remove that song from this game. It can die in our memories. But yeah, like that just natural feel to that tune they went with for the beginning of the game. I love it. It's great.
Yeah, I know. A lot of us, if not all of us, were, you know, like, where's the hourly music? I want it already. I want to unlock it. but now, if we haven't played the game for this long, I'm with you, Nina and Chewy. Mm-hmm. We miss that song. Like, it should be somehow brought back into the game if they can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love that. So, yeah, I guess for me, that beginning part of the game, the other thing I really appreciated was just how wild the environment was at first. Like, you come in, it's basically just the wildlife there. And it's untouched. It has this really nice feel to it, you know? And it's one that, like, as I've been developing my island more and more, kind of figuring out what I want to do as, like, my quote unquote final design, you know, because there's always going to be some editing that I'm going to do. But that said, like, I really want to focus on making my emptier portions of my island recapture that beginning portion of the game where there's just a bunch of weeds all over the place. It's kind of wild. Maybe there's some items that I pick tucked away in them that make them feel kind of like this magical, foresty, really rural, secluded area, you know? So yeah, I really miss that before the great flattening, as they call it. I worked very hard on that, and there's, you know, I'm pretty proud with what I came up with, but there's definitely some stuff that I'm just like, all right, I need to make sure there's a difference between my kind of, I guess, more public areas and then more wild areas, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the beginning of the game is a wonderful time, and I want to keep this nostalgia going slightly, but we're going to swap over to talking about our favorite moments. And funny enough, I debated about whether I put some of our least favorite things here, but I thought, you know what? No, let's just celebrate New Horizons today and talk about like all the stuff that we loved throughout the year. I think the game it definitely held a special place in our hearts for this year, especially this past year. It was a rough one, but it was wonderful. So I want to start by asking both of you what your favorite update was. So Sergio, what's your favorite?
So mine was one of the summer updates. I'm a little confused now. I at first thought it was wave one. It might be wave two. It's basically the one that added diving. that was an amazing thing. Part of me wished to believe that they could add it, but you know, we didn't know what to expect from updates at that point. And when they actually added that feature, oh man, I was so happy and excited.
Yeah, I want to say it was wave one that diving was added, and wave two was kind of the fireworks stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, if yes. I'm correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So diving, I mean, just adding that other portion, definitely a really good highlight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nina, what was your favorite?
Mine was actually the summer update wave 1-2. But all because of Gullivar. he like literally saved my island. I was kind of reaching a point where I was like, man, should I still be doing pirate theme? Have I dug myself into a hole? What else can I add? And then Gullivar came along and was like, I'll tell you what else you can add. It was amazing. And I'm still in love with my town. So you know, it just, I can't even express how grateful I am to Captain Gullivar.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I'm really glad that you had this idea basically from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know? You're like, I want a pirate island for this. You thought about it for a long time, I remember. And it worked out. They gave you all the perfect things to make sure you were pirate themed.
They did. It was perfect. And of course, I loved the diving and getting to see the diving creatures in the museum. It was just an awesome update all around.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. It's so good. Any additions they make to the museum, very welcome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine, a little bit after both of yours, but I'm still enamored by the October update that added pumpkins. I think a lot of things lined up very well for that point in the game for me. It was just getting off the summer, I had done so much. The summer was my flattening stage / terraforming everything. So there were points in there where I was just like, I didn't have the will. I was playing the shortest amount of time played was like near the end of the summer, like August-ish and everything. September really brought the game back alive for me with a lot of the autumn recipes starting to appear, specifically like the acorns and pine cones. Those started popping up. From there, though, October just, like, kept it going by adding pumpkins, something I wanted pumpkins, like, probably more than anything with this game. And just knowing that they were actually doing it and making it a reality for me, that was wonderful. So pumpkins were great. The autumn colors coming into play as well, too. It just all lined up. I'd been waiting for autumn in this game for so long, and we got it, and it was perfect. I no complaints for me. Mm-hmm. So from here, I want to ask you all, what is your favorite holiday that we got throughout this year? Now that we've seen them all officially, what was it? Nina, do you want to start us off?
Sure. Mine kind of goes along with yours because it was Halloween. Like, not only is Halloween one of my favorite in real life holidays, but the Animal Crossing one is, like, very spoopy. I like that it's not super scary. It's super adorable. It's right. Just enough scary for me. But also, it introduced so many brand new things into the game. Like you said, we got the pumpkins, which is unbelievable. I really hope we continue to get gardening stuff. We got face paint, we got spooky eye colors, we got reactions, new reactions for the first time. And it was just so much fun to decorate with all the jack-o'-lanterns and things. And the town square slowly got decorated too. I loved it. I enjoyed every second of Halloween.
Yeah, and you're total. It's great that you're pointing those out too, because a lot of those things were things that like I never expected them to happen, and so just seeing the reactions and the new hair and they added so much that was just like unique. They were the types of updates that I didn't think would happen, but now I'm just like, give us more of that. I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
So Sergio, what was your favorite?
Oh man, I'm not gonna gain any friends with this. But I actually really actually legit like the original Bunny Day, the very first holiday we got. Let me explain. It's only because, you know, we knew when the day was, the main event. But even before that, we had the eggs all around the island for, I want to say it was about a week, right? And we were all playing the game so much back at that point. So it was like a constant reminder that something big was coming. It probably wasn't as satisfying as we wish it had been, but it was nice. It was interesting to have like a week-long event in a way and be constantly reminded that something cool was on the way.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not going to make any friends either today, because I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to agree with you that...
Who are you two?
I'd say the only thing to me that was not strong about Bunny Day was kind of the main thing you got out of it, items. Those outfits, horrid.
Chewy, I thought you were my autumn brethren. I thought that you were going to choose Franklin or something... You guys both chose Bunny Day. What is happening?
You know what? October is definitely up there. Halloween, definitely up there. I mean, just between like being able to harvest the pumpkins and make all this stuff ahead of time. And they handled the recipes better than any other holiday. The fact that villagers could craft them too and you can invite people to get them, perfect. I think everything should do that. But as far as like Bunny Day goes, I really appreciate that it invaded every single part of our game, you know, because that's kind of what I'm looking for in the holidays in the future. Like, I really want to keep seeing them be really integrated into the world, you know, kind of like they did a really good job of integrating a lot of things into the world in the early game. Like, a lot of the mechanics and stuff are really built around this deserted island feeling, where they're like, yeah, because there's nothing here, you need to be able to craft all of life's comforts. So they made crafting a thing and it feels natural to it. But like the awareness that I feel all the villagers and yourself felt about Bunny Day during its time here is what I'd love to see from the other holidays in the future.
Yeah.
Like, I want them to invade my island with Halloween next year. And I'd say the only unfortunate thing is that the items themselves are not great. They're not.
Yeah.
They're not. Yeah. And I'm all about the items, so.
Yeah, and that is a very important part, but if we could get the best of both worlds, items and invasion. Both of them.
Okay.
All right. So this one might be a little quicker. What was your favorite villager throughout the year? I will start here. My favorite was Pearl. Aww. It's too hard to not be excited when I see Pearl walking around my island, just enjoying her life. Grizzly, always going to be a close second there. But the other thing, I've been really missing one character that I let leave. Kind of unexpectedly. I really liked them while they were on my island, but I just had to let them go eventually. But I miss Bon Bon.
Aww.
And I might invite her back and have her be kind of a permanent member once again on that level of Pearl and Grizzly. But I think Bon Bon is quickly winning her way to like one of my favorite villagers of all time. So yeah. Sergio, who's your favorite here?
My favorite, hands down, is Curly the pig, the jock pig. when, you know, when we started the game, he was actually one of the first two villagers that I got. He wasn't the first one that I saw because the other one was Sylvia and she's purple. So he was like, oh, purple, like it's a strong color, right? So I saw her first. But Curly was there too. And Curly just won me over pretty early on, right from the beginning, because he's so energetic, always positive, always cheering everyone on and being supportive. He's awesome. He's just the best.
Yeah. And he's one of your originals, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's really cool that you still have them.
Did either of you like really like those characters before New Horizons?
Like, no. Our first villagers?
No, the ones you just said. Pearl and Curly.
I'd say with me and Pearl, I didn't really know who my favorite villager was going into New Horizons. Like, I'd play the game so long, it felt harder and harder to choose. But I think Pearl just had, like, this one moment in the direct where she popped up, and I was like, I like Pearl a lot. I'm going to get her. And she was a villager that I had in the very first game. So there's a bit of nostalgia there. And just, I still think her design's great.
Oh, nice. No, I hadn't had Curly before, so it was a great, awesome surprise.
That's so fun.
Yeah. So, Nina, who is your favorite?
I mean, I was thinking I should automatically just say Gaston or even Gonzo, who I fell in love with recently. But I've got to give it to Simon, the more I think about it. I've had him for so long. He lives on my like little pirate beach bar, and he's really fun to dress up in different outfits. Like, hats look great on him. And I don't know. I think he's just one that has always been around on Keel Hall, which is so fun. So I think he's going to have to be my favorite villager so far.
That's fun. I'm really glad you... did you like Simon before?
No, not really. I've never been a huge fan of the monkeys, but I've also never really had a bunch of the monkeys on my island. And I just thought he'd be perfect for a pirate island. So I let him move in, and, because he's been there for so long now. I love him.
That's awesome. I love that. All right. So my next one is, who is your favorite special character? Sergio, do you want to kick us off here?
Yeah, sure. And I mean, you know, it's KK's lighter, but I'm gonna go with another one, because I mean, KK's always gonna be my favorite no matter what. So because of the way he was introduced in New Horizons, I actually really like Pascal. If you think about it, he kind of was added to the game. I think he's the only... oh no, Gullibar was also added. But yeah, getting Pascal was very nice. Again, with diving and Pascal, that was a huge combo for me.
Yeah, that's a really great choice. And Pascal, I see him every once in a while. Every once in a while, I catch a scallop and then he pops up and I'm like, yeah, dude, you can have this.
And you get wisdom.
Yeah, and give me some of that wisdom. Nina, who is your favorite?
Oh, 100% Red. I have enjoyed him since the second he chugged his way into the island. His boat is so cute. I love the black smoke coming out of it. His dialogue cracks me up, and I really like the new art mechanism where you can zoom in and look for flaws and stuff, and adding that wing to the museum was just amazing. So 100% Red. I love him.
That's a great choice. And yeah, you're right, his boat is one of my favorite things.
It's in the so game. Cute.
Yeah, it's such an adorable little watercraft. My favorite, and this kind of happened recently, but Gulliver, funny enough. I've liked Gulliver a lot through the past, but I think Gulliver for me, it's just like I feel like I've worked my way through a lot of the different characters, even like the Gullivar stuff. I feel like I've gotten most of everything from him. But like Gulliver, there is so much variety to what he gives you. There's different colors of items that he gives you as well. Wow. And so I'm still working on getting everything from Gulliver. And on top of that, I still haven't gotten the golden shovel from Gulliver. So whenever he pops up on my place, I'm just like, is this it? Is this the time? Find out tomorrow on Haken. So yeah, every visit that he gives me, I'm excited about him. And I think as far as like items and gameplay goes, like he's been consistent for the entire year of my gameplay. It's not like, you know, I really love Red, but at the same time, like the dude's got to bring me some new art. I need the museum's not done yet, and I'm not gonna say it's his fault, but you know,
look, he's purposefully frustrating. You just gotta deal with it.
Yeah, that's just the name of the game with Red. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got two more here. This first one is, what is your favorite feature? So Nina, do you want to start here?
My favorite feature, I mean, I've got to go with outdoor decorating. And we got to give props to Happy Home Designer for being our little stepping stone to New Horizons. Mm-hmm. But it just absolutely changed the game for Animal Crossing. It put New Horizons way up higher on my list. And it's so much fun to see everybody's island. I mean, it just completely, it's so cool. It's so much fun. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I think we're all going to agree here, right, Sergio?
Yeah, definitely. Outdoor decorating was huge in New Horizons. I think it's one of the very first things a lot of us focused on. Mm-hmm. And in a way, that was a good thing because, you know, we have our first layout and then we can think about, oh, I'm going to do something different because we're so into the new feature. So a lot of people really explored with that a lot. And to another part of that to me was the transparent paths that they added because we could finally do it like diagonal paths, and that kind of allowed for more interesting placement of items outside. So it was awesome. Decorating an island, like building it from nothing into what we have now, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm right there with both of you. Island decorating outside, all of it. Because I feel like, you know, one of the big complaints about this game is, funny enough, kind of the same thing where a lot of people feel Animal Crossing is more of a designer game now based on New Horizons. Mm. And, you know, a lot of these features are really built around that, between terraforming, decorating outside, laying down the paths. A lot of it is really focused on controlling the visual aspects to your island. And I don't know, I still think they did such a great job with it that I don't want to go back to the days of New Leaf where we had to talk to Isabel, place one thing a day outside that was very restrictive about the spacing of that one thing you placed. And there were so many limits to that it didn't feel like fully fleshed out. But here in New Horizons, it's like the only really big limit I can think of is we can't put rugs outside, mm-hmm. which is unfortunate.
Yes.
Or hang items like on cliffs. That would be amazing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So there are small things that I think could still improve the system overall, but like they just added 50 slots to our thing. So now the thought of spending a bunch of slots on making an outdoor rug, it feels less daunting to me. Yeah. So I think that aspect, like if you enjoy really dressing up a space and everything, like this is a great game to do it. Everything looks so good. Mm. Yeah. So I have one last question for both of you. And this is, what was your favorite personal moment? Mm. And I'll actually kick it off here because I have a very short one. But this whole moment just made me breathe a sigh of relief. My favorite personal moment was finishing my terraforming. And I say finishing in quotes because, you know, there's always going to be some little things that I do here and there. But as far as like the major layout of my island, I flattened the whole thing. I grew the whole thing very slowly over time. I made mistakes. I redid them. And just getting through that process and finally being done with it, I'm very happy with where I am now. So
nice.
That was a personal accomplishment for me this year. Sergio, do you want to go next?
Yes, I remember one day, actually the very first day that I started working on flattening my island, and I kept putting it off for a holiday because, you know, I wanted more time to really get into it. Here in the U.S., it was Memorial Day. It was in late May. And I played New Horizons the whole day. I think I clocked in almost at 14 hours.
Whoa.
All in a single day. Most of it working on the flattening of the island. And I wasn't even done. I think I was like 70% done with the whole project. But I loved the whole thing because I was just listening to podcasts and playing the game and just working on the project. It was awesome.
Wow.
That's so nice. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about you, Nina? What's your favorite personal moment?
I'm going to be really sappy for a second, so you guys will have to excuse me. but it was when you guys invited me to be on the podcast. You guys, you know, you had me on as a guest for a few episodes, and one of the guest ones that I did was our very first weekend on the show, with the game. And then, I don't know, a couple weeks after that, a month after that or so, you guys asked me to be a permanent host. And it, like, it has kind of fueled, not that I wasn't already obsessed with Animal Crossing, but has definitely refueled my interest in it. And, you know, I love the Haken community. Everybody's amazing. So you guys, you changed my life. It was awesome.
Oh, well, thanks, Nina. We've always been really happy to have you here. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're glad that you enjoy it as much as we enjoy having you here.
Thanks. Aww. All right, let's change the subject now.
All right. That is probably a good time to head on over to Haken's Islander Corner. For those of you who don't know, every single week we ask our patrons on Patreon a question and read their answers out loud here on the show. This week's question was, what was your favorite moment of Animal Crossing New Horizons in year one? So we'll go Nina, Sergio, then me on these.
Okay.
So the first one is Jillian Henry. I hope I'm saying that right.
It might be Gillian.
Gillian, possibly. Gil. Henry. My Animal Crossing New Horizons birthday was such a lovely and delightful surprise. New Horizons is my first Animal Crossing game. And every time a villager or one of the gulls refers to my big old adorable head, love it so much. That's so cute. I do like when the villagers kind of point out that you're a human and you're a little bit weird to them. It's my favorite thing.
Nice.
Yeah, I love that too.
So, Tashawn Reese said, every holiday I have done events where my friends have come over. Although the last few holidays weren't super big, it still meant the world to me, especially during COVID times, to have my friends be able to come over and spend time with me and each other during Easter, the summer fireworks, and Halloween. I even got so into it, I ended up making a trailer for my Halloween one. Oh, wow. That's dedication right there.
Yeah, and that's awesome. I want to see what you do with Nintendo's free site to make your own island trailer. Yeah, that's cute. So our next answer is from For the Whim, and they said, I think my favorite moment was the very beginning of the game. Having a tent and exploring my brand new island, it was so relaxed and fun to learn all the new features and unlock Nook Miles. I remember specifically being really excited about collecting 100 weeds for that Nook Miles achievement and being so proud. Simpler times. Yeah, there's so much in that early game to do and discover. It's hard not to like it, you know?
Yeah. Quantrell says, New Year's Eve on Nina's Island was the best. Oh, the plaza was so jam-packed with villagers and people that it was impossible to move. That's true. The mood was just really jovial, and there was a lot of positive energy in the air. That was an amazing night. That really was. I feel like this has been talked about before, too, with a Haken Islander corner question or answer. And it, especially because none of us could do anything for New Year's. Mm-hmm. We really needed it that night, and it was awesome.
Yes. Nice. Islander Logan said, my favorite moment from year one has to be launch night, the 9th of the 19th for me. It was such an unbelievably exciting and magical time. Everyone was going through the wait together. It felt like we were all connected for a brief moment. Does that sound cheesy? That sounds cheesy. It doesn't, because it's true. We were all, the wait was over, and we were all so into the game. It was amazing.
Yeah, I will never get over that wait. It was long. arduous, so. Really glad to get out of it. And, you know, now I guess we'll just wait for the next one.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be a lot less wait, which mm-hmm. is good.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we'll see some more spin-off titles to, you know, make the wait a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our last answer is from Pip, and they said, my favorite thing about year one in Animal Crossing was finding out about and joining this Discord. I have made quite a few friends here who share the same excitement when it comes to anything Animal Crossing. Playing Nintendo games or Animal Crossing in year one wouldn't have been the same or nearly as much fun without the Hakeners. And that's really sweet of them to say. I'm really glad that people have had, you know, just an enjoyable time playing New Horizons with us throughout the year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's it, everybody. One whole year of Animal Crossing down. I can only guess what's going to happen in year two. We'll see if that mystery 2.0 update ever lands.
Yeah.
Find out next time.
Instead of just a cake.
Yeah, who knows? It'll be a cake full of more and more updates for sure. Yeah. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. Don't want the episode to end? Well, you can keep the conversation going by Nintendo switching over to our Discord. Just follow the link in the description, and you can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Sergio, Nina, and me. Want to support the show in a bigger way and get your voice heard during the show? Visit patreon.com/ChewyPlaysNintendo. You can support our show with just $1, get special access to a secret room on Discord, join in on the Haken Islander Corner, and even read a monthly newsletter covering all things Haken and Chewy Plays. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. Tuned in on YouTube? The comments are a great place to let us know your answers to the Haken Islander Corner. What was your favorite moment of Animal Crossing New Horizons in year one? If you dig what you hear, please KK slide over to that review section on your platform of choice. Let people know what they're missing out on. Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.